Because the trip is 2 hours right there to Kalamazoo. Right?
Have we ever recorded someone falling asleep?
On yeah, I think you might do it. All right, let's get,
I feel like
let's
my eyes have gotten so heavy. Do you think it's
I feel like I noticed it.
Too old fashioned?
Could be the too old
Welcome to our Film Fathers Podcast, the definitive podcast about fatherhood, film, and fatherhood in film. This is Jelani, and with me as always are the other two legs of the fucking tripod, Martin and Brady.
I will always remember the three legs of the tripod, my business partner, my student advisor, the next Einstein, Eli's calling card, Klitz's big debut, my own scholarship to Georgetown, and of course, I'll never forget the girl next door. As for me, I'm just going with it.
Man, there is some talent here. You get those girls together with those ass bags right there and shoot them humping at like a football game or at a prom, that video would sell. Fuck, I'm good. How do I get these ideas? It's like a gift, you know? It's like I can't control it.
This week, we celebrate the 20th anniversary of a movie that many a male very much appreciated in the early aughts. A coming-of-age tale, if you will, involving high schoolers and porn stars. But in the middle of this hormonally charged concept, they found a way to create a rom-com that works. How did your prom compare to this?
You didn't shoot a sex education video?
To my knowledge, there were negative to zero porn stars at my...
I don't think there were... Oh, there might have been one. I feel like somebody from our high school class.
Your guys' odds were way higher than mine, I'll say that.
Those guys that asked, whoa, are those porn stars at the prom? Quintessential aughts douchebags.
Oh, yeah. For sure. All even down to the lacrosse guys. Like, oh, the lacrosse team. Like, get out of here.
They stereotyped it well.
They did. They did really good. This movie's good. It's got a lot of heart, right? It's pretty good.
It's got a lot of things I like.
Yeah, I haven't seen it since I first saw it, you know, when it came out. I remember really liking it.
I definitely have seen it since the first time I saw it, but it's been a while, for sure. Let me tell you, loyal listeners of the pod, this is another one that played well with the huge window in my living room. You could have watched your dog at any moment over the course of like an hour and 45 minutes and seen a lot of tits on my
there wasn't that much straight up nudity, was
it? Oh, I
there was a fair. I mean, it was like a late 80s movie.
There was a lot more nudity. I was going to say a lot more than a late 80s movie. There was, I mean, you had like multiple scenes of just straight topless action going on.
Okay.
Including full on lap dances.
Yeah. But that wasn't.
But the lap dances weren't.
That's
topless.
What I'm saying. A lot of it was like raunchy, but they were.
Yes, it was. Did you guys watch an edited version?
No. No. The version when he's with the.
With the guy, his Peterson. Parents,
Peterson? Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, then my version. The maybe version I saw, because she had like Star Spangled Banner.
Yeah.
And the other girl had like the black bikini on.
Guys,
you watched an unrated version or something? Maybe.
I watched what was available to me.
Oh yeah, I watched. I have Showtime, so.
Oh,
I have the DVD and
I watched it
in widescreen,
the 1080p version on the Plex, and it. Let me tell you, there was no tops on those ladies.
Could we? Did we discover a Mandela effect?
I was like, "What are you talking about?" Like legit, because I'm like, I
remember two different movies.
The reason I remember so vividly was I was like, "What a scene for Peterson and Emile Hirsch to shoot, where they're literally just sitting there with boobs in their face." And then I saw a note that Emile was underage when they shot that. This movie, he was 17, I think, and so every like lap dance, he had to have like multiple pillows between him and the like the dancers. Mm.
Did he not sign his photo release form?
Man,
there is an unrated DVD version though. It says contains more nudity and sex.
Let me tell you,
originally trimmed or avoid or altered to avoid trimmed to avoid an NC-17 rating.
Honestly, repeating it.
I know you got it. You got it. Sorry, I ruined it by repeating it. But yeah, that's interesting.
So that's what
I
watched
that version.
Let me tell you, that is what I watched.
Because I was saying, I'm like, there wasn't that much.
There was. Watch the other version.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go back and rewatch it now.
Because I was
I liked it enough without all of it.
I was legitimately like, there's a lot of boobs in this movie. Like, it had been a while. I felt like I just didn't misremember. But anyway, sorry.
But outside of that, also a good story. I didn't realize this until watching it this time that I'm like, yeah, I thought it was, and it is kind of based on or kind of a recreation of Tom Cruise movie Risky Business, yeah. Which you guys have seen, or
correct? Yes.
Yeah, which I never put that together before. But
is that Rebecca De Mornay?
De Mornay.
The stumps. The homeless deserve muffin tops too.
Same guy.
What's that?
Who's the boss at the stump factory?
Yeah.
It's the top it's
of
Peterson.
The, top of the muffin to you.
It's Peterson. It's Peterson from the lap dance.
Peterson from the lap dance. That's right. It is. It's a Seinfeld connection. That's funny.
Boom. Which is Peterman, right?
No, Peterman's
not
different.
Not Jay Peterman. It's
Jay Peterman. Yeah.
Lippman.
Yeah, Lippman.
Is it Lippman?
That's right. Yeah.
Because it's
he got fired.
Different lanes boss.
Yeah, different lane boss.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Peterman's the best, for sure.
Yeah,
that was
sorry,
the later years, but I love him. But yeah, what was I saying?
Allusions to Risky Business.
It's Risky Business. But yeah, just done in a good way. I don't know that I love Risky Business, but this movie I thought was really good. And really the actors. I really love every... I think every character is really well cast.
I would agree with that.
We don't see a lot of Emil Hirsch in that many other things, but I think everything's done. Alpha Dog and that.
Alpha Dog for sure, but the.
Into the Wild.
Into the Wild. So Into the Wild, I thought was. I think that's a criminally underappreciated movie. Yeah, I think, obviously, based off a book that Martin definitely read a couple times.
I have it, but I haven't read it.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Is that Krakauer?
Yeah.
Yes. John and Krakauer. I really. Kind of fell in love with that movie, and I just a lot to like. I think that story is very powerful, and I thought Emil Hirsch really did it well. He was in wasn't he in a racer movie?
Yeah, I think
Speed
he
Racer.
Was in Speed Racer.
Speed Racer. Okay,
yeah, I never saw it.
Me neither.
Clearly, Wachowskis.
Is it Wachowskis?
Yeah, I knew there was. It was a big production when he did it. So
it's a lot of CGI.
But this was kind of his intro, I'm sure, right? Like he was probably a pretty face they put in there, you know, this movie, but. Nicholas Downs was like, I think the second build.
Who's that?
Eli?
No, that's actually Christopher Rodriguez Marquette, or Chris Marquette. Eli.
Nicholas Downs.
I don't know. I didn't really know who.
I think that just happens to be on IMDb, some kind of fluke thing.
He's just one of the guys in the crowd.
Yeah.
It's weird. Okay, usually that's the billing order because Alicia Cuthbert is the Alicia third, Cuthbert. And then Oliphant, and then James Remar, who we talked about a week ago.
He's back, baby.
He's come back, Martin. You brought him up, I think, at the time.
Yeah,
but yeah, he
Hugh. What is his name?
Hugo Posh.
Hugo Posh.
Standing there in his skivvies.
Yeah, kind of just scummy looking guy.
He's a scumbag, man. He's a great scumbag.
Kind of scummy looking guy in the 2000s.
You said Chris Rodriguez, who was Eli. Eli, they said, was based off Eli Roth. That was like their director. Eli Roth was kind of the inspiration for that character.
That's
kind of
funny.
And then
I kind of like when he's just like, he's like, Minions. And at the end, he just totally turns into a director. And he's like giving people their motivation and stuff. I think it's pretty funny.
And our boy. Paul Dano. Normal Dano.
This is where I first encountered Paul Dano.
100%.
For sure.
Yeah.
And also, someone saw this and was like, I can make you weird as fuck.
You're already
there. You will be weird in every movie you do from now
on. I mean, like, legitimately, he is weird in every movie. Like, I don't know any other way around it. Like, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, he doesn't do his... Paul Dano shriek in this, nor does
good call.
Nor does he cry.
Learned the shriek yet.
But you know, it's early on. There's elements like of his creepiness. The haircut is just chef's kiss of
Did you know that Paul Dano was in two episodes of The Sopranos?
No.
Nor I.
You sure it's not Nicholas Downs? But yeah, you glossed right over Timothy Oliphant.
I said it, but yeah, so we're all Oliphant.
You mean Josh Duhamel?
No.
Absolutely not.
Yes, I did. I did inadvertently, but we are big Oliphant fans here at the pod. I know Martin and I are huge Justified fans. I don't know if Shalani, did you ever watch?
Absolutely.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
All in on Justified.
I haven't watched City Primeval yet.
I have, but.
I know you have.
And you did too, didn't you?
I have not, actually.
I don't know what else going on with Sean anymore.
No, but I was big on him and Justified and Walton Goggins and even going back to Gone in 60 Seconds.
Gone in 60. Way different type of Oliphant. Yeah. This is actually closer to that Oliphant than it is.
Is he in Go?
He's in Go. Yeah. Yes. I think Go is actually an underrated movie. I haven't seen it since it came out. It's Douglas Lyman or Doug Lyman. Who directed Swingers and did
The Bourne Identity.
Bourne Identities.
Nev Campbell?
No, it's Sarah Polley.
Yeah, I believe it's Sarah Polley.
Is the main... Nev Campbell might have been in it, too.
Jay Moore?
Might be right. Yeah. It was like one of those also... I think it's right around this time, too, in early 2000s.
99.
I mean, I think you're looking at him in this. It's not... This is before he discovered... a cowboy hat, right?
Yes.
And like he hadn't gotten to Deadwood yet to realize the altering career path that he was about to
Once
take.
Once you put on a cowboy hat, then he never looks back.
Guy wears the cowboy hat well.
He wears it well. But and this, he's because there's still this, he's clearly a scummy dude, but you do kind of like him, and there's a charm there.
There's a charm there for sure. And
I think it's the same way in Go. I think he's a drug dealer in Go or something as well, but Sarah Polley, whatever, somebody likes him, because he's like that scummy dude that you like anyway, that gets the girl anyway.
Oliphant, I'm a fan. There's not a lot that he's done, I don't think, that I have disliked, but I wonder in the early stuff,
but he plays the Joey Pants character, if you're going to Risky Business. Joey Pants is the Guido, pimp. The killer pimp from Risky Business, and you get Kelly in this one.
And he plays it. I mean, obviously, I think you kind of allude to the fact he's all over the map, even in the movie. I mean, Emile Hirsch is obviously naive to what the hell's going on, but is kind of taken by him,
right?
And also, he's getting hit in the face, but also still somehow.
Remember that being pretty shocking or jarring.
Kind of drawn to him.
But then he's still I'm sorry. But, but he actually doesn't mean it because he gives him the aspirin. But it's not aspirin, right?
It's X.
That's a lot of X in that one. That was a loaded pill bottle.
He might be the pharmacist.
But that part was funny, I think, when he's in that, doing the speech and just dancing and rolling pretty hard. And she's just kind of giggling at him.
She's okay. So we should probably talk about it.
Should we go there? Should we go to Kevin Kent's number one?
I mean, when she first comes on screen, it's alarming how attractive she is.
Yeah.
And the way they handle it too, right? When she walks in and the guys are like, dude. And he's like, I know. That's exactly how 18, 19-year-old guys would handle that.
She's just staggeringly attractive. And I will say, I came to... She hasn't done a ton. She was doing 24 at the same time.
She was Jack Bauer's daughter.
Which I did not watch, but I knew she was
That's
on.
The only season I watched was the first one.
But she was also in a show I really came to love called Happy Endings.
Yes.
And just...
Because of you guys, I watched... Isn't Wayne Brothers in there, too?
The younger... Damon Wayans Jr.
Yeah.
Jr.
Came Damon from... Because he came out of New Girl.
Off New Girl to do that.
Yeah, to do that.
And...
I haven't finished it yet.
That show, to me...
Happy Endings or New Girl?
Happy Endings.
I don't know...
Actually, New Girl either, but I watched more of
it. If it holds up, I don't know how it... But...
It's so well-written.
It's so quick-witted, and it's really funny. There's, one of the characters I don't like, or maybe even a couple, but I think, in general, the writing is really good, and Damon Wayans Jr. and his wife on that show are really, really funny. Their chemistry is, unbelievable. Cuthbert's kind of ditzy blonde, stereotypical, but she's
the sister, right?
She's the sister of There is a
Damon Wayne's sister-in-law.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. So, but I was thinking about I like her in that, but I don't know seeing her watching this again, and I was like, Jesus, like she is just
striking,
really striking. When she comes on screen, like it's her,
yeah.
And like the poster is her. I mean, like it's
yep.
for better or worse. I don't know how to say this nicely. She looks like she could be a porn star, but like classy. I don't know. Like she, it feels like they nailed it.
Yeah, it was perfectly cast. Yeah, that's what.
Yeah,
and I think him as well. I think there was good chemistry between the two of them.
This was not the first time we've talked about her, though. What other movie did we do that she's in?
I don't know.
Elisha Cuthbert?
It was a cameo, more so.
It's not a horror movie or something?
No.
No? Why don't you just tell us the name of the movie?
Give me another actor.
Shannon Elizabeth.
Was it a Shannon Elizabeth movie?
Your movie, your choice for the soundtrack, September?
No.
What is love?
Oh, Shannon Elizabeth wasn't around for
Night at the Roxbury.
No.
Oh, you mean Alicia Cuthbert wasn't.
Denise Richards?
That. Wild Things? No, I don't know. We didn't watch it.
Wait. Richards movie. She is in the London Christmas movie. Why can't I think of the name of me?
Come on. Oh,
she's in Love Actually?
Love Actually.
Yes.
Yeah, she's one of the girls from Wisconsin.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
That's like, right. I couldn't get there. Yes.
Very briefly, right?
Good call. Yes.
She is the pretty one. It's not her. That's Molly Shannon or Shannon Elizabeth. You said, did you say Molly Shannon or
I said Shannon Elizabeth.
Damn it. I thought Molly Shannon.
Hence the Night of the Roxbury, which didn't make any sense to me.
I'm like, sorry.
Like, we learned of Shannon Elizabeth at American Pie. Like,
God, it must be late.
January Jones was the other girl.
Yes.
Yes.
Correct. And Denise Richards is the way.
Yeah, at the very end.
Girl.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a good call. I honestly had forgotten that we had actually already had her in a movie. But also really enjoyed my throwback to college years and David Gray.
Yeah. Oh, God. I love White Ladder. That's one of my favorite albums.
It's a great album. And I think a lot of people did, right? Like, and you know they did because they played it twice.
Right. They played This Year's Love,
Fatal Flaw. Yeah. This Year's Love got
I don't like when they do that.
No, that's a no-no.
There's other songs on that album that are really good.
You could have, totally agree.
Yeah. Could have picked some other ones. I gave that one, Brecklin's recently kind of just gotten into music, Taylor Swift, and I'm like, there's other stuff other than Taylor. So I gave her like 10 other CDs, and that was one of them. And that's one. I actually put it in, and I'm like, this one listen to. And you're like,
yeah.
You'll like it.
I love it. It's good songwriting. You're the right guy for that.
Yeah.
Hopefully they appreciate that about you.
Someday. They're starting to. Colin's into Jimmy Eat World now, which I love.
Nice. That's a... Because
he remembers it as a kid, too. Like, I would play
from the
album
womb?
Clarity. No, but just like we would... when we
just
were
put the earmuffs
in our other house, and I would play the album because it was one of the only CDs I had out at the time. And then he just remembers that every couple of years, so he would be like, oh, yeah, play that one song, that I really love. And now he's like, I love the whole album. I love
them.
It's great. And he is getting into CDs again.
That's really great.
So, yeah, it's really good. It's kind of cool. What
is he all about the middle? Is that his song?
No. No, the album Clarity. Before that.
Yeah, it's before
that. Yeah, the album after that is Bleed American.
Which is good.
Which is really good.
You should give him that album if he hasn't got it.
Yeah, yeah. He'll kind of get there.
Clarity's a good album as well, but that's great. I didn't realize they were dipping into the old school.
Yeah, and not
do they need the format? Have they got the deep into?
I snuck that one in there. I snuck not their first one, but Dog Problems.
Dog Problems,
which I love Dog Problems so much.
Man.
Speaking of favorite albums, that's one of them because I saw them on that tour and they were so good.
Oh man.
Before.
I feel happy to have introduced you to anything.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that was all you, and it was you were very right. And then he moved on.
Where did we see? We saw them at Metro, I think.
Metro.
Saw them at Metro.
Yeah, that's the concert I'm talking about. Yeah, but yeah, it's just funny how it goes into Fun, and then you get Jack Antonoff from Fun.
Yep.
Right
into the swizzle.
So that's what I try to tell Brecklin. I try to give her that. You know, that path.
Yeah.
So I'm like, listen to this album.
All this stuff.
But, you know, she'll work her way back.
The tentacles.
Yeah.
Fun fact, I am 4 days older than Elisha Cuthbert.
That is a fun fact.
Very fun.
big gulp, huh?
I share an exact birthday date and year with Tim Robinson.
Oh yeah.
Of
I think you should leave.
I think you should leave.
Okay, that's great. Two legends.
I think he's so fucking funny.
Oh, you're not wrong. I got no, to my knowledge, no same beer. My only birthday celeb that I know of off the top of my head is Hulk Hogan.
Who's your brother? Who's your birthday celeb?
I just told
Tim
you.
Tim Robinson.
Right. Oh, okay. So other than Tim Robinson.
I don't know. I happened to look at his Wikipedia page. I'm saying,
you would have known someone else prior to like 3 years ago when you did.
You're August 11th?
Yeah.
Oh, there's some big names on
looked
August
up Hulk 11th. Hogan.
We got a we got a
bigger than Hulkamania?
We got a
hey brother
Thor?
Ain't nobody
Chris Hemsworth?
Bigger than Hulkamania.
Ooh, Hemsworth, okay.
Viola Davis.
Nice.
Joe Rogan.
Are any of them 40?
Same year.
Are there any of them gonna be 44?
Robinson's 81 too.
Doesn't say hold
none
on.
Of them that you've named are gonna be eligible. Viola Davis is definitely older than I am, and Hemsworth is definitely younger than I am.
Hemsworth, Hemsworth is 83.
Yeah, okay. So he's 3 years old.
So
younger.
He's close.
It's so Jelani to say four, you know. If it was dead on, that would be worth noting. 4 days.
No, my
4 days away.
My birthday celeb is Tina Turner and Sean Kemp. Nice.
Oh, Sean Kemp.
Sean Kemp and Tina Turner. Those are my two.
Oh, man. Sean Kemp may be a record for most kids spawned. That canon is jealous of Sean Kemp for that.
That's awesome.
But we've veered a little bit here.
A little bit.
But this movie. So wait, Martin, you said Kevin, you think for real, like, is Cuthbert like his number one? Or like at one point he was like, oh yeah, she's hot.
He was almost, he was like, he found someone that he was going to date that looked like Alicia Cuthbert. And he was like, oh my God, got to make this happen.
I wish he would have.
But yeah, I don't know. There might be, she might be top five or something for him, but definitely.
I do know that he loves this movie.
Yeah, and he loves this movie.
Probably the version I watched.
Yeah, right. I mean, that's definitely not the version that I would have seen before either.
I can't believe you guys watched a version of that dance that doesn't involve nudity.
Wait, no, I mean, it does. It's just not as much. There was nude. Oh, you're saying the dance. All right.
Yeah, dance.
I thought you said the movie.
Where both of them are sitting next to each other. I mean, it's literally just boobs, like.
But you don't remember when the first time you saw the movie, you probably wasn't that version, right?
I'm pretty sure in my mind the version has changed.
Yeah, okay.
It's gonna be hard to veer back to the PG-13 version that you watched.
Yeah.
Did you guys catch the cameo?
Olivia Wilde.
Did
notice her right away.
Right off
same,
the bat.
But definitely did not remember that she was in this.
No, because why would you? She was a no name.
Yeah, but just
nobody.
Feel like at some point it would have come up like, she's in that. You know, like maybe. She became a thing.
I kept looking at everybody else then too and being like, oh, are there other famous
she's
people
part of
the
Alpha Dog crew? Her and Emile Hirsch. Yeah,
right.
That was, I thought, the first time I saw her.
That's the first time I saw our boy,
Timberlake.
Your boy Timberlake.
Ben Foster.
Ben Foster. Yeah.
When he fights at the party.
Yeah. Just that back flip thing.
Kip up.
Yeah.
The kip up.
Is that what that's called?
It is.
I never know that.
I'm surprised you know. We somehow drop that line every time we can.
Every time.
Can you make these movies today?
Well, like I said, it's kind of a remake of an 80s thing. I feel like there was less nudity in Risky Business.
But just like the premise.
But the premise.
Is the shock value gone? Like, I mean, because of like where we are in society and like how far we've come, like, would a movie
you
like
think this,
this
was
play?
Still like taboo enough?
Yeah.
That, like, it it worked, I suppose. I think I'm following you there. And I think.
Right. Like nowadays, it would be like, why does it matter? He's dating a porn star or whatever.
Literally,
you know,
now they're like going to prom with porn stars. But
yeah.
Like, yeah.
Right. Literally, yeah, my mom sent me a tweet, or not a tweet, but it sent me a meme today about Snoopy on a typewriter on top of his house. And it's like, and America was saved by a porn star. Like, because of the Trump
trial. Because of the trial, yeah, today.
Like, I don't know if this is not a shock value anymore, is it?
I know exactly what you're saying, and yeah, I don't think it would be. I think you're right. I think they would just be like, yeah, there's no problem,
right,
with any of this.
Would they just flip it to like their OnlyFans? Like they have OnlyFans accounts, and right? That's all it is.
That's right. I mean, what I liked about this movie though is that they, you know, the ending was kind of a surprise. Like I didn't see that coming. You know, you think he's going to put in a tape. The first time I saw it, you think.
You think it's
going to be a porn, right. And then it does call it back to the time when they're looking at
exactly.
The, you know, they do that little bit of foreshadowing in there, which is perfect that they wanted to update the sex education video. And it just, you know, it just works out well for him. He makes a ton of money, goes to Georgetown, everything's perfect. He gets the girl. You know, it's just one of those really tight endings that couldn't go any other way.
And could you sit in that?
Just sit on that one for a little bit, and yeah, I don't know. I appreciate it. I think it's pretty good. And the other scene that's really good is when he, the first time they play the David Gray song, when he goes up and he's about to get kicked out of the party, but he's like, no, fuck this. He's like, excuse me a second, and then goes and kisses her. Song plays. Nice little scene.
Oh yeah, yeah, totally agree.
I think that's that's the first time, the second time watching it, that I was like, okay, yeah, I remember this movie, having a lot of heart and being really good.
As I said, it's a really good rom com with like this salacious material around it, but they found a way to make it not like absurd,
right?
And
right, it didn't seem absurd. I don't think at any time it seems like,
unless you were walking by my window last night, in which case it might have felt like, what the hell's going on in there?
Been a bit much. Did you guys recognize any of the actresses from the...
Are they actual porn stars?
So Amanda, the blonde,
the
blonde was in Playboy, I believe.
Okay,
and then
I didn't recognize.
Is it Amanda Swiston?
Swiston, I think she's in one of the American Pies too.
Okay, and then Lee Sung Hee. Lee Sung Hee, she plays Lee. Ferrari. Oh, it says Lee Sung Hee.
I know. I knew her. This the other way around. Oh, back in the day, she made the rotation of my screensavers. Back in college.
Yeah, that Amanda Swiston is in The Girl Next Door, American Wedding.
American Wedding,
okay.
Because I believe she's one of the exotic dancers that comes to
Two and a Half Men.
But I think it's just funny. Like, again, it's one of those taboo issues that I don't think fits today. And
but like if they were to make it or make a really good R comedy, what was the last really good one other than like The Hangover and Old School, Wedding Crashers? Like those are old now too. Like what have we had in recent memory?
So
in terms of like,
did you guys
raunchy
see
R comedies?
Good Boys.
I don't think so.
What is that? Good Boys was it's
good
like
boys. No Hard Feelings. I liked recently with Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah. Oh yeah, see, I
you
I
didn't like
really
it.
Love that.
Oh, I thought it was.
I thought it was all just a point. Speaking of nudity, so like they just wanted to show her fighting.
I thought the movie worked there, but you
it
know
wasn't
what?
Bad.
I haven't seen say, that. I think I said I wanted to see. It was a movie called Bottoms that just came out recently.
Yeah.
I kept hearing decent stuff about.
I think that's probably where it goes. Like it doesn't fit into like the heteronormative like guy and porn star or something like that. It's okay. Just like more of
best R-rated comedies 2022.
I did hear about
Triangle
Bottoms.
Of Sadness. oh, Violent Night.
Okay, that's more like violence
correct.
As opposed to
right.
Yeah, no, I did hear about Bottoms.
Don't
yeah,
look.
You're
up.
Right. I do want to watch that.
Don't Look Up was listed as in 2021.
Okay. Yeah,
I don't know.
Just, I know it's not answering your.
I don't know if we're doing sex comedies anymore.
Right.
No Hard Feelings.
No Hard Feelings is probably the best example of it. We recently did Blockers.
Yeah.
Cock Blockers and
yeah.
Ricky Stenicki, but that's not really very salacious.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't think they're prevalent.
Right.
I think that's a fair bet. And probably hard to do, but I think especially at our age, we appreciate like I just don't need you to pull your punches. Like, make it funny. Like, right. If that right. means putting it, making it raunchier or more graphic or more like the language is worse, like, okay, but that's funnier. Like,
yeah.
than trying to PG it up and still trying to walk toe that line.
I just don't think we have like the same. We don't have a new crew of
the Judd Apatow next week. Judd
right, exactly. We don't have a Superbad crew, or before that, the Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson
right.
crew. So yeah, we just need maybe it's some of these kids from Bottom that I don't even really know.
The girl from Bottoms, the Bear. I'm sorry. Is in Bottoms.
Oh, she is? Okay.
Ewo?
There you go.
Mm-hmm. And Marshawn Lynch.
Correct.
Ironically.
He is. Yeah, he's down there.
Yeah.
But there's a bunch of other people I don't know, so maybe this is going to be like a, yeah, the new crew of
And that of may or may comedians. Not be, but like, I think
No, you're, it will be, Brady.
Oh, okay. On it. I think you're onto something. I think it is just, it's...
We're waiting for it to come back.
We around. Caught a wave there for a while,
right.
and it was like, oh my God, they're all over. And they guess what? They were all great,
yep.
because... It works, but you're right. We need the next wave to kind of come in.
I think the other problem that you have is just doing comedy in general. Like, we've seen so many of the people have tried to do it, and it just doesn't work. And so, like, rather than trying to throw a sex comedy in there or something like that, like, just do a good comedy.
Yeah.
Like,
in general.
Yeah, and, that would also be okay.
And like, and I don't know if that's what theaters want now, because nobody goes, people just want to watch those at home.
You're right.
But there is, I don't know, there would be something about going. I know, Brady, you hate it when people laugh at movie theaters, but
I just don't like, because there's just too many dumb people.
Yes, there are. That's true. But, you know, I haven't gone to see a comedy in a while, probably.
Because no, it makes it less enjoyable.
No, I like seeing...
And I got to take out a
horror movie
alone.
Yeah, it. Right. Yeah, it's $60 for two tickets.
That's
right?
Nuts.
And popcorn. Yeah. But yeah, like they say that horror movies and big, you know,
horror.
Big block, horror, a big budget blockbuster movies are the things that do well.
Drive.
I've always felt like action, big action sequences or movies are the only ones I really felt like were worth seeing in the theater.
Yeah, I guess.
For quite some time, I felt that way. I mean, I definitely have seen comedies in the movie, but those to me just are not required on the big screen. And
yeah.
I do appreciate laughing in a room full of people that are yeah. laughing and enjoying like kind of that moment. There's just too many people who make that experience of the movie not enjoyable, in my opinion.
What do you think about that? Comedies in a movie theater?
I think it's you have so many people. Again, now, you have so many people who have so many variances of what they find funny,
yeah,
that it's hard to narrow that focus.
Yeah.
Like, you know, just based on like the podcasts that you listen to or the podcasts that are out there available, like what you may find funny, I may not. What Brady finds funny, you may not. Like, it's so wide. So to try to pull that into a movie is just a hard time to do. You know, it's a challenge.
This life's not supposed to be easy.
You got to find out if the juice is worth the squeeze.
That's right.
How much money do you think he made off of the...
Ooh.
Matthew Kidman off of the video.
Oh, depends how much Hugo Posh gave him.
Well, it's 50%, right?
They said million or millions.
Millions?
No, I thought they said that, no?
I think Hugo Posh made millions and he probably threw him
50%.
Threw him a mil.
It was 50-50.
Yeah, they said 50.
Yeah, they were silent partners, 50-50.
I thought he only wanted $25,000 for it to bring Samdong over.
Well, because he got that. He got the money to bring him over.
Matthew Kidman fucked me. That's so stupid.
It's very stupid. Not perfect.
Made me laugh, though.
Movie's not perfect.
He got his money to go to Georgetown, so whatever.
Right, yeah.
His scholarship to Georgetown was.
That's easy to do.
Bought that the M3 Roadster.
Bought the car, yeah.
Yeah. So I think he made some good money.
Yeah, for
a couple
sure.
mil, maybe.
Yeah, that's a good...
Does he get the kickback on the back end? Royalties?
Hell yeah.
Hopefully.
Does Klitz get his money?
Klitz
does Eli get his
does.
Money?
The old fencing mask comes back to play.
I definitely remember that part too.
And I, was like, yeah. I weirdly did not. I did not remember that until I saw it. I was like, oh yeah. The callback to fencing. Which is a great scene because he just whacks him.
Dude, are you okay? As always, make sure you know if the juice is worth the squeeze and if the podcast is worth hitting the subscribe button. Thanks, and save it for the pod.